And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. It was a big day on the fast pitch diamond in Class 4A's District 1 yesterday. Top four teams all matched up with chances to either put some distance between each other or things could tighten. Elk City Elkettes fell behind 2-0 early, scored two in the fourth, two more in the sixth to come back and beat Woodward 4-2. Lou Wyatt and Brianna Butler both went 2-for-3. Butler knocked in three while Wyatt had the other RBI in the win. Aubrey Pogue went the distance in the circle. She surrendered two unearned runs on three hits, struck out seven with a pair of walks. Weatherford Lady Eagles widened their lead in the district by blasting Bethany 11-1 in five innings. Marley Teasley was 3-for-4 with a pair of RBI. Dacey Morris 2-for-2 and knocked in three. Teasley went all five innings in the circle. She gave up a run on a hit, struck out four with only one walk. Standings look like this after yesterday. Weatherford's out front at 5-0. There's a tie in the loss column for second with two losses between Bethany and Elk City. Woodward's next at 4-3. That tie for second will get broken tomorrow as the Elkettes travel to Bethany to face the Lady Broncos. Elsewhere in the fast pitch world, Rapo Butler whipped Visai 10-2. Arnett won twice, 5-0 against Bray Doyle, 10-1 over Clinton. Bray Doyle also lost to Hydro Weekly 13-1, as did Clinton 6-3. Mount V. Godibo edged Binger Oney 6-2. Thomas hammered Burns Flat Deal City 11-3. Hammond shut out Calumet 14-0. Navajo squeezed by Canute 2-1. Cheyenne split a pair, obliterating Riverside 7-1, but they fell to Sealing 3-2. And Sealing turned around and lost to Sterling 6-1. Hollis flattened Cordell 18-4. Leedy blanked Granite 10-0. Mangum clipped Hobart 9-8. Shattuck topped Sayre 10-2. On the fall baseball field yesterday, Rapo Butler was shut out by Calumet 5-0. Arnett flogged Sweetwaters 13-5. Cheyenne got the better of Fargo Gage 9-2. Leedy whitewashed Drummond 13-0. Fort Cobb Broxton shut out Navajo 8-0. Granite whipped up on Visai 13-1. And Sentinel was a single run better than Hammond 5-4. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.